Jack. Hour number two. And hour number three tonight with David Oates. He has been working on some extraordinarily explosive information. I can't wait to hear these reversals. He got on to reversing a Chinese ambassador who is obviously bilingual, and we're going to find out what David has found. But before we jump into that, let me just point out to you that the obvious tension, if we can call it that, between China and the U.S. or the West is growing, and growing rapidly. There are a number of stories that are rather important to understand. One of them goes back to the PCR test swabs. Remember a couple, 3 months ago now, I guess, we found out that the test swabs had those nanotubes in them, right? And when they got warm and moist, they began moving. They're little alive machines. They're biomachines of some kind. And they obviously are going to go into somebody's nose and right into their system. And we don't know what they're going to do, but they're in there. They're being put into people every time somebody is tested. Well, these PCR test swabs are made in China, as you know. Six different types, all made in China. Well, the story today is, I think, a new wrinkle on this. At least it didn't make much news before. It's that the Chinese are coating these swabs with ethylene oxide, in addition to putting these little nanotubes in them. Ethylene oxide is a known deadly carcinogen that can also change your DNA. Is the government trying to kill you? You betcha. Does the U.S. government know about this? You bet it does. This is a coordinated worldwide attack, and the first tier target is the white Western Christian civilization. Believe it. All right, there's one. Now, another one, these are going up in headlines when I post them here shortly. China's bio war on America has been long planned and is ramping up all the time. And I give you again what I read last night. China's own 2005 statement about the bioweapon war on America and how 200 million Americans have to be killed. You'll read it. It's there. Vaccine spike proteins are communist Chinese military bioweapons designed to kill. There's another story for you to read later tonight or tomorrow. A Chinese general reportedly just bought a 200 square mile Texas ranch right along the U.S.-Mexico border. And he has what is called in this story sinister plans. Now, that's to let you know, and we've talked about this for years, there are people from well over 30 countries crossing the border in this invasion, open invasion, and a lot of them are People's Liberation Army members. Make no mistake about that, okay? The U.S. Senate has passed a $250 billion piece of legislation to counter and compete with China. Interesting. There are lots of stories about China. There is a great deal of concern that the Chinese are going to take Taiwan and that the window for that is now open. Or is it a door? Or is it a barn door? We'll have to wait and see. But the ultimate enemy for the Chinese, their biggest number one enemy, is the United States. They would very much like to have Australia, which has 80% of the land mass, as does China, but only 30 million people, not 1.4 billion people. So the Chinese would very much like to have Australia. It would be the most logical thing for them to do after taking Taiwan. Give the Aussies, 20% of the land to move to and shut up. That's what the Chinese would do. Otherwise, we're going to nuke you. They could do something like that. Would the Australians cave? David, would they cave? What do you think?
What, the Chinese?
Yeah. What if the Chinese came to Australia and said, we're going to wipe you out. We need the land. You can have 20% of the continent to move your 30 million people to, and we'll take the rest because we've got 1.4 billion and we're out of room. What would the Aussies do? go up in nuke smoke and say to hell with you, or would they negotiate?
They'd negotiate, yeah. Yeah.
Don't They'd have to. Of course.
They'd have to. Got no choice. Yeah. Yep.
I'm just putting things on the table here before we get to the main course, which you have been on now for several days. Tell us how this came to be. When did you find out about this Chinese ambassador? This is
oh, well, okay. Well, I'm writing a couple of things leading up to it. All my books, by the way, are due to come out by the end of June. Okay.
Wonderful.
My publisher contacted me last week and wants me to write a brand new book all about reverse speech and COVID. It's called The Big Con. It's going to be out by the end of June. So I'm compiling all the reversals for this book, and I thought, I don't have anything from China. I mean, we're talking all about China. There must be some Chinese-speaking individual out there. So I just simply Googled U.S. ambassador to China. Bang! All these videos came up. So I've been spending
So the Chinese ambassador is the American ambassador to China. That's the guy you've been working on.
No, he's a Chinese ambassador to America.
Okay, that's what I thought it was. So this guy is bilingual. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good.
Sorry.
Is that your new theme song? What the hell is that?
Oh, that was just a phone call coming in on Skype. I'm busy. Jeez.
That's an interesting... You want me to take that call, David? That's an interesting ringtone, by the way.
That's a Skype ringtone. Yeah.
Is it? All right. Well, here's the deal. So you found a Chinese who speaks good enough English that you're able to reverse him. Now, when you wrote to me the other night, you were raving. You were stunned, shocked, elated with the amount of information you were getting, and I can't wait to get to that. But before we do that, let's go to the back to the book title, The Big Con. I'm not sure if we shouldn't put COVID in there somewhere. It's in the subtitle.
Well,
that's good enough.
The subtitle is I used the Big Con because it was one of Fauci's reversals. We fed the Big Con.
That's right.
Con is all through the reversal, so I thought perfect title. So The Big Con, subtitle, reverse speech, COVID, and the vaccine. Okay?
It's actually the biggest con ever.
Yeah, well, I actually say that in the book, actually, yes.
Yeah.
So at the same time, I've also opened up a webpage, and I'm posting all the reversals and videos on the webpage. So people can actually read the book with their web browser open and listen to all the reversals and know that I'm not making this stuff up. Okay?
Very smart. Very smart. Very good.
Yeah. So that's going to be out at the end of June. It's an explosive book. What I'm writing now is, I'm glad I'm increasing my security. That's all I can say.
Well, I made that humble suggestion to you, and I'm very honored to be able to contribute to the book. That'll be really nice.
Thank you. You got my email about it then, obviously.
So. Yes. Thank you for the invitation. This is an enormously momentous time in recorded human history right now.
Yeah. Reverse speech has never been needed more than it is now. You know, and in point of fact, part of me thinks my whole career has been leading up to this. You know, I spent 38 years laying the foundation stones, developing the theories. I mean, reverse speech has got it's so solid with such an impressive track record now. I mean, it's going to launch on the world all ready to go, you know.
It's really something to see, and I think you're right. Reverse speech has never shone more brightly or brilliantly than it has through this last year and a half. I mean, it was interesting to follow Trump, that fraud, and watch how he flipped after he was allegedly elected. But this is just that pales into almost oblivion. This is so big, and I have a hunch what we're going to hear tonight is extraordinary, to put it mildly.
Oh, yes. I mean, I'll tell you the conclusion right now, if you like.
Oh, no, hold off. Maybe just pulled off. I don't know what it is.
Okay, we'll slowly lead up to it. We'll let the reversals tell the story, okay? All right, so let us begin. Here we go. So this is from a interview he gave on the 1st of January 2020, okay? So this is just a week or two before the virus hit, okay? So here we go.
Hello, Tianwei. It's so nice to talk to you again.
What a pleasure to see you, sir.
And this says, I agree, got scandal, see a nice dollar. I agree, got a scandal, see a nice dollar.
I agree, got a scandal, see a nice dollar.
I agree, got a scandal, see a nice dollar. I agree, cost of Sandra, $0.
A little bit mushy, that one. Okay.
I hear, you know what I hear? I agree. And then I think I hear, it kind of ties into the dollar, the money thing. I hear cost a scandal.
Oh, okay. Right. Yeah, well, that'll be true. One of their motives in doing all this is to cripple the world financially. Okay.
That's it. Yeah. Yep, cost a scandal. See if you hear it.
Okay, here we go. Means the same thing.
See a nice dollar. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so here's the next one. Don't worry, this picture's slowly going to be built.
Well, as you said, the year 2019 marks the 40th anniversary of diplomatic relations between China and the United States.
But you serve a Nazi. Look, I am going to point out his reversals are just a little bit mushier than normal, but that's because of his accent. It's the same thing as what we've got forwards, okay? So,
we've made that point over the years that, accents appear in reverse as well. It's fascinating. But it's his voice is just fine for reversals, though. There's no problem making this out.
Yeah, okay. So, but you serve a Nazi. Who's the Nazi? Well, the Nazi is the CCP, as we'll see as we continue on. Chinese Communist Party, okay? So, Nazi. What did the Nazis do? They wanted world domination, didn't they? So, bear that in mind. Okay. Then we've got this one.
Of course, we are not quite there. And you see, by definition, a goal is something you have to work towards.
This one says, now we suffer.
Oh, no, we suffer.
Oh, no, we suffer. Oh, no, we suffer.
Yeah, now we suffer, yeah.
Where's that? Who's suffering? What do you think? Who's suffering?
Oh, all of it. The world.
In other words, he's just pronouncing for the planet, basically.
That's
okay.
Right. Yeah. All right. Now, this reversal is very significant. It's a bit cryptic. And I'm going to tell you my conclusion when I play the reversal. And I've got another one coming up that validates what I'm about to say. Okay. So I've got two reversals to make this point, but I'll make a point with this first one. So here we go.
I think there's still very strong and widespread support among the American people for a better and more stable China-U.S. relationship.
Okay. Germ made an armor, as in A-R-M-O-U-R, office doubts. Germ, comma, made an armor, comma, office doubts.
Mr. Mason, office doubts.
Mr. Mason, office doubts. Mr. Mason, office doubts.
Okay. We got, the important one is germ made an armor. Did you hear that okay?
Yeah. And I think the last key word is cost us. Cost us something.
Okay. All right. Well, it probably did cost them. Okay. Let me tell you what I think this means. Okay. When I found this reversal, I thought, oh my God, they've got an armor for the germ. They've got an antidote. So I thought, let me go and Google the death in China just to see how many deaths there were, okay? Because some of the people were saying to me, allegedly, yes, thank you, yes. Because some people were saying to me, well, if the Chinese grieve this deliberately, aren't they worried about their own citizens and killing them? So I Googled the death in China. Now, allegedly, the deaths are 4,600 deaths total in 18 months, mm-hmm. allegedly.
Right.
Now, I don't know whether we can believe that or not, okay? But let's assuming that it's partially true. I suspect that they have an antidote, not a vaccine, an antidote for the virus. They would not release a virus onto the world unless they had an antidote for it.
Germ never
made armor. Okay?
Yeah.
And I got now, another reversal coming up.
Hold on. There's another angle here, David, that might be of interest. Yep. I don't know how they construct their alleged vaccine. I don't know if it's an attenuated virus.
Right.
I don't know. But I can tell you that the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines, and I hate to use that term, use a single-strand mRNA virus.
Yep.
And it is covered with a nanolipid coating. And the nanolipids are toxic in and of themselves. Now, that would armor coat the mRNA single-strand virus and help it get into the body more efficiently.
Oh.
You see?
Oh,
so that's a possible armor interpretation as well.
Oh, I see. That's another interpretation. Okay. All right. Fair enough. All right. Well, wait till we get to the second one I got on the antidote. But I believe they have an antidote as opposed to a vaccine.
I'd bet anything on it. Absolutely. They're not stupid. Yeah. They're going to turn something loose that's going to bite them in the ass and kill them?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Okay, so next one along. Here we go.
It's not an issue of human rights or democracy. It's an issue of national sovereignty and independence.
We sit in that cocoon.
We sit in that sun.
We sit in that sun. We sit in that sun.
There we've got the con word again. Okay.
Oh, that's very interesting. Would you play the forward again? That's fascinating. We're sitting in the con. In other words, his subconscious is in a completely confident that they're not in the rabbit's hole. They're in the driver's seat. They're controlling
it. Absolutely right. Absolutely right. So listen to the forward speech.
It's not an issue of human rights or democracy. It's an issue of national sovereignty and independence.
See, that's BS. That's a CCP serving of crap is what it is.
Of course it is. So here it is. We sit in that con.
We sit in that con.
We sit in that con. We sit in that con.
Wow.
Can't believe a word that comes out of the man's mouth. Okay, then we've got this one. Okay, here we go.
Well, as far as we are concerned, we always honor our commitment. We will always implement what we promise.
I want to play that forward song again. Once you know the reversal, when he says we always implement what we promise, it becomes very ominous. Forward that section again.
Implement what we promise.
Oh, no, go back just a little touch. Here we
implement
go.
Implement.
Oh, no, promise. Now.
Our commitment. We will always implement what we promise. There's no problem about that. Of course, we certainly hope that any agreement between the two sides will be implemented effectively.
There's war in that earth, she'll suffer.
That's war in the earth, she'll suffer.
That's war in the earth, she'll suffer. That's war in the earth, she'll suffer.
Okay, so for a start, there's war. He's calling it a war, okay? We've had war many times on the reversals. He's not calling it a virus or a pandemic. He's calling it a war, okay? And she'll suffer. The earth is going to suffer. Okay.
I think he said it even more succinctly than that. Play it one more time, if you would, and I'll show you.
Just the forwards.
The forwards. The forwards. Okay. And then the reverse. The whole thing.
We always honor our commitments. We will always implement what we promise. There's no problem about that.
Sure.
Of course, we certainly hope that any agreement between the two sides will be implemented effectively.
Okay, I hear there's war in that earth, she'll suffer.
That's war in the earth, she'll suffer.
Now, it may be his accent, but... That's war in this earth.
Okay. Alright, here we go.
Will be implemented effective. That's war in the earth.
Oh yeah, you're absolutely right.
That's war in the earth.
That's war in this earth. She'll suffer. Mother Earth is going to suffer. That's war in this earth. I think it's pretty clear considering his accent. Do you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. Yes. Yeah.
Very good. Well, these are phenomenal. We're off to the races. All right, hold on. Let's just go right through the break and keep going. The momentum is very strong. Thanks to all of our wonderful sponsors. Go right ahead, David. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Sure. Then we have this one here. Here we go.
I think it's always a challenge for different cultures, civilization, different countries, nations to have sufficient communication and mutual understanding.
And she says, he says, does a war sit?
Does a war sit?
In other words, you know, do we sit around and do nothing? No. Does a war sit? No, it doesn't sit at all. We're actively fighting it. Okay?
Already launched.
Eh?
The first wave of the war has already been launched.
You're absolutely right. Yes, indeed. Look, here we have one that Jeff Toth threw out. I know he's listening. Sorry, Jeff. I'm going to play it anyway. If it's not there, I apologize.
This is always challenging. This is never easy.
We lust the war.
We lust the war.
And I think that's pretty clear. Yeah.
We lust the war.
Yeah. This is what we want. Okay?
This is it. Well, they've been planning this for decades. So, yes, right. we lust the war. Yeah, that works. Sure.
Yeah. All right, then we've got this one.
And since the new year is coming, let me wish my country, my people, even greater success, and wish everybody in Beijing and elsewhere in the country the best of luck. I know we... In China, we are always hard-working people.
Cull, as in C-U-L-L, cull, it was habit.
Cull was habit.
Why is it habit? Because that's what China does. They've culled their citizens so many times. Okay,
that's what
communism
does, David. You're right.
Yeah, just think of Tiananmen Square. You know, cull, it was habit. So they are culling the earth because that is what they do. That's their habit. That's what the CCP does.
What, Chairman Mao culled over 50 million, I read?
That's right. Chairman Mao culled
over 50 million.
Yeah, well, there you go. So cull, it was habit. Yeah, this is what we do. We kill, we cull. we're from that. This is all a big con. We've got an antidote. We've launched a war on the planet. You're going to suffer. We are going to cull all of you. Okay. All right.
And what I sent you, the speech by the CCP vice chairman, who is in charge of all the military, said it very clearly. If it came down to killing 200 million Americans or killing Chinese, there's no question about what we would do. And that's what we're preparing to do. It's right there. I sent it to you. It's very clear. They've been planning for a long time to take us out.
Yep. Absolutely indeed. Yeah. This is not a virus in a meat market. It is not a lab leak. It was a deliberately released bioweapon, as you will see as we continue with these reversals. Okay? Oh, I'm trembling.
Well, okay. You're going to start World War III in earnest here if you keep it up, so.
Yeah, I know. Well, I mean, that's the implications of the book I'm writing. The book I'm writing.
The truth is the truth, no, we put the truth forward always, no matter what.
Oh, yeah, I'm writing the book. Don't worry. The book's coming out end of June, along with
all the
reversals.
The beginning of the book is written very well. I was able to read it. It's superb.
Oh, you were able to read it, were you? Oh, good. Oh, thank you. I didn't think you would.
No, I did.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Great. Yeah, so if you could write your little preface ASAP, that would be marvelous.
I will do it. Yeah.
All right. So, color was habit. Next one. Here we go.
For our relation between China and the United States. And in a way, I think we can say it's unprecedented since Dr. Henry Kissinger's visit almost half a century ago.
And then he says, blank this, as in the F word, blank this, better sell Nazi.
Okay, blank. Blank this. I heard you better sell Nazi, but I.
Oh, you. Sorry, it could be. I had we. Blank this. You better sell Nazi or we. Let's listen to it again.
No,
I think it's we better.
Then it's the same thing.
It's the same thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So explain that to our listeners a little bit. You or
sure.
We better sell Nazi. Or you better sell Nazi.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
In other words, we're going to sell our philosophy of communism and we're going to dominate the planet.
We're not going to be deterred. We're moving right along with the Chinese, if nothing else, are known for their eons of planning. They don't do things in a month or a week. They plan for decades and decades. They've got time on their side. Somehow they know it. That's how they play the game.
Exactly right. All right, then we've got this one.
We identified a few cases in Wuhan in late December last year. And even for the doctors, people like to call them whistleblowers, they say they have encountered some cases of pneumonia of unknown cause.
Ahead, they are scared.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Tell us what you think.
I think who's scared is what we talk about forward. Some of the scientists who found cases in December, I think he said, they're scared, right? Because
they're whistleblowers.
Yeah, because they're whistleblowers. And which is
and they should be. First of all, he's lying right off the bat by saying December. It was more like September these first cases came out. So look, these are people are master showmen. They're master liars. They're confabulators. You can't trust them at all to do anything they say. And whatever they say, you could probably count on them to do the opposite. You heard what he said two reversals ago about how we always try to do what we're the best we have. I forget what he said, but it was crap. It's crap. Yeah. They're as devious as any group of people on the planet, if not more.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, listen to this one.
Very few people, I think nobody in the world, knew anything about the new virus. But as soon as we had these cases, we reported to the World Health Organization.
So loving the dumb.
So loving the dumb.
So loving the dumb. So loving the dumb.
Yeah,
oh, that's funny. Oh, God, that's
dumb.
Funny.
We love them so much. This is so easy. We can pull this scam. They're all dumb as hell. We love them. They're so stupid. They're just going to go along with it like sheep. That's
see,
basically
that's,
what the reverse meant.
David, that is, that's the other part of this communist Chinese equation that is extremely dangerous. Their arrogance,
yes,
and their
right.
culling mentality. They don't
right.
give a damn about how many that's Americans right. or Aussies they kill or Western that's Europeans. Right. They don't care. There's, it's like a sociopathic culture, at least the communist part of it. Now, there are a lot of Chinese in that country who are not members of the party, who quite clearly don't like it, but you don't hear about them.
Right.
They just don't. It's like in Germany. Only one member in right. 10 of the German military was actually in the National Socialist Party. The people,
yeah,
by and large, are not political like that. But this guy, this guy's bad news. Oh.
Yeah. I'm actually going to make some alterations in my book and change China to the CCP, because I'm not attacking the Chinese people, okay?
Good.
What I am attacking is the Chinese government, okay? So compare it to the German people and the
and
Nazis.
And let's do a little tiny bit of history just for a few seconds. Who backed, who created the Chinese communist movement and put Mao Zedong in charge? International Zionism.
Right.
Who created the Bolshevik communists and overthrew the Tsar and his government in Russia in 1917? International Zionism. Who is also heavily entrenched and enmeshed in the highest levels of the government of India? International Zionism. Do you understand, everyone?
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
sure you do.
Oh, I'm yeah. Just connect the dots, folks. And these reversals, wow. Now, this next one, I almost fell off my chair when I heard this reversal. Look, unfortunately, it's not completely clear. It's a bit mushy because of his damn accent. But this message is probably one of the most important ones of all the reversals I found. So here we go.
Then on January the 12th, as soon as we discovered the genome sequence of this virus, we shared it with the WHO and the international community. So everything was done very quickly, of course.
Okay, he talks about the sequence, and he says backwards, gain of function in that.
Oh my.
You got that?
Oh, wow. Congratulations. What a hit.
I know. So this was not a virus that jumps species from bat to humans. If you believe that, I got a bridge in Sydney I want to sell you. Okay.
Yeah.
It was created by gain of function. In other words, a bioweapon. That's what gain of function does. It creates bioweapons. And when he says gain of function in that, he's essentially saying this is a bioweapon. And we are using it to cull the planet. I mean, what can I say? The reversals are telling the story, aren't they?
They are telling it perfectly. And this whole issue of decoying the public with this alleged virus, only to have them demand to take the spike protein vaccine, which is apparently going to turn out to be deadly, unfortunately, for a lot of people sooner or later, is so diabolically evil. And to understand that Fauci was totally involved with this, as were others, probably this Dr. Charles Lieber was involved. Others as well worked in Canada, North Carolina. This is a globalist assault on humanity. Understand that. It's not just the CCP. They're the ones, they're the trigger. They're pulling the trigger. But Fauci could seriously, in my view, be put up on international war crime charges for ultimately the murder of millions and millions of people, ultimately. That's what it looks like.
My mental students have done some research on this, and we've come up with some quite amazing figures. You remember how Fauci denied in Congress or Senate, wherever he was, that he had funded gain-of-function research. Actually, let me go bring up that reversal. Let me just sidetrack momentarily.
I want to hear the Chinese ambassador again speak those words, if you would.
Hang on. I just dropped out of it. What was I looking for? I'm looking for
Fauci.
Here it is. Got it here. Okay. So here's Fauci denying denying quite angrily that they did any gain of function research.
But again, we have not funded gain of function research on this virus in the Wuhan Institute of Virology.
And backwards, yes, supergerm.
Yes, supergerm.
Which basically means, yes, we did fund gain-of-function research. Now, since Fauci's emails have come out, it's in the emails that he sent $600,000 to the Wuhan Institute of Virology, specifically for gain-of-function research. However, we've done some, my mental students have done some research. it's a lot more than $600,000. It's actually $34.5 million. That has been funded through offshore companies and an organization. I've got it quoted in my book. I can't remember it now.
See, that's a that's a huge, huge dip. Now, the Pentagram finally admitted $7.2 million, and then they talked about those who were investigating the story, like you're mentioning, the offshore and other channels. So you came up with over $30 million to build this death weapon.
Yeah, that's what we came up with. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So the irony about all of this, I mean, I've still got a lot more rehearsals to play yet, but the irony about all of this is that the United States funded gain of function research with full knowledge of the U.S. State Department. I've got all this in my book, and I've got all the URLs and the research to prove all of this. So, with the full knowledge of the United States government, they sent $34 million to the Wuhan Institute of Virology to research gain of function. Okay? So, the United States funded its own pandemic. We funded the pandemic that's killing us. Can you believe that?
Well, it's sure, national suicide is what it is.
I know.
This is 170 million people have been injected at least once so far, and I think it's about 150 million have been, as they say, fully vaccinated. Good luck.
And you remember the verse I've been playing for 18 months now on the CDC, deceiving our con, okay?
Sure.
And I wasn't sure what it was. Well, the reason why they don't want anyone to know any of this is because it's going to open a Pandora's box, because it's going to come out that America paid for this virus that is killing the world. That's why they don't want anyone to know anything about it, because America itself funded it. Unbelievable.
Well, when we say America, we have to say the elements in this country, which clearly are not American. They are treasonous. They are traitors. Right. They are international Zionist, Bolshevik, communist, Marxists, and worse.
Absolutely.
That's the element that is now controlling this country, tragically.
Yeah. Let me play that reversal again, gain of function in there. When I heard that, I thought, I'm running tapes back. I go, did I just hear that? And I went again. I go, oh, my God, this is the smoking gun. So here it is again.
Then on January the 12th, as soon as we discovered the genome sequence of this virus. We shared it with the WHO and the international community. So everything was done very quickly, of course.
Gain of function in that. Absolutely, he totally knew. They, you know, Chinese ambassador, looks like a nice guy, sounds like a very diplomatic man. He's obviously a spokesperson for the CCP and has full knowledge of what this whole thing is all about. And he's just calmly talking to the world, lulling them into a little false sense of security, if you know what I mean. So.
Well, I used to, the gain of function, it couldn't be more clear. And I think after tonight, that gentleman, whoever he is going to do a lot of studying, along with a lot of others, about reverse speech and David Oates.
Mm. Yes, indeed. Yes, okay, so, let me see.
That gain of, you know, you could just isolate that gain of function. Gain of function. Gain of function.
Yeah,
I mean, that is just damn clear.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right. Okay, here we've got the next one. Now, Jeff actually threw this one out. No, he didn't throw it out. He had a different, and I've thrown it out. I don't know why I threw it out now, because it's an important message. Let's play it. If it's not there, I apologize in advance, okay? So here we go.
People are still learning more, still trying to learn more about this virus. I don't think we already know everything about this virus.
The love send our Rome.
Synopsis of Rome.
Okay, Rome, domination, control. I don't know what the love is. The love is probably of their wonderful bioweapon that they've developed, and they are here to conquer the world. We've found Rome before, haven't we?
He's talking about love. He's mocking it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. You're absolutely right. Okay. All right, look, now I've got a reversal to play. I got two. I don't know where the second one is, but I got two that back up a claim I'm about to make that I have no possible knowledge of how this could have been achieved, okay? But I'm going to make the claim anyway based on this reversal. So here it is.
This is a fact. But as soon as we discover something, we share it with the international community. This is a fact.
Do you remember the reversal I played a long time ago on Trump that said, my vaccine, they've broken it, okay? And you may not remember that one. I'll have to go hunting for it. My vaccine.
Well, his statement back then, my vaccine, he's still pushing it. Take this vaccine, this wonderful, great vaccine. Take it. So he hasn't deviated from that.
No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm zeroing on the phrase they've broken it, okay? And I wondered whether something had happened to the vaccine. I didn't know what. It was just a question I had, okay? Then I hear this verse on the Chinese ambassador. We shatter needle. You got that? I think that somehow, how they've done it, I've absolutely no idea, that they have infiltrated the manufacture of this vaccine, inserting their own whatever it is that they've inserted. How that can be achieved, I have absolutely no idea. Okay? It sounds like a crazy claim. But I don't know.
Well, I'm gonna make your day.
Okay.
Here we go. Let me find the best one if I can. Let me see. Hold on. All right. I'll go with the Yahoo story. FDA recommends not using needles from Chinese firms after safety issues with vaccine injections. The needles, David, have been breaking off in the arms of people getting stabbed by them. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration on Thursday asked healthcare workers providers to stop using certain syringes and needles manufactured by Chinese medical device maker Guangdong Huai Medical Apparatus. At least one pharmacist that Reuters spoke to said the syringes had been shipped for use with the Pfizer BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine.
Oh, dear. Isn't reverse speech marvelous? Oh, dear. Well, I'll be bothered.
Okay. The FDA said it received information about quality issues, including certain needles detaching from the syringe and getting stuck to the patient's arm after injection, and a few incidences involving accidental needle stick injuries to healthcare workers.
We shat a needle. They did it deliberately. They've done it deliberately.
They made cheap crap needles. Absolutely.
Oh my God. Oh dear me. Oh God. You can't write about this. You can't write about this stuff. No. All right. Next one along.
That's incredible.
Next one.
That's why we send our national experts to Wuhan to determine whether this is transmitted among human beings.
Okay. We're going to send our natural expert to Wuhan. No, he's not. Russell says it's dumb. Share not.
Oh, man. Never have been the Chinese more exposed than this. Never. Oh, they're going to be very unhappy in Beijing tonight.
They certainly are. Oh, dear me. Unbelievable. Okay, listen to this one. Oh, this just gets better and better and better. Where are we? Okay, here we go.
So, everybody knew this is very dangerous.
I'm sorry. Soon your Dow, as in the stock market, soon your Dow miss it, we know. Yeah, they're collapsing, they're attacking the world's financial markets. Done some research on this too. So far the virus has cost the world $11 trillion, and that's not counting the millions of people who have lost their income and their businesses. Okay? So they are collapsing the world's financial markets. So why are they doing it? Domination and control.
Of course.
That's what they do. And they're also doing it to collapse the world's economy. Okay? So we've got all the motives here. All the motives.
Right. In the white Western Christian matrix of Europe, the countries, now 13,867 have officially been murdered by vaccine, and 1,354,000 have been injured by the so-called vaccines.
Can you email me that, please?
Sure, it's right on the way. You got it.
Thank you. Good. Okay.
All right, we're out of time just about here. Let's wrap up this first session, this first hour.
Go ahead and walk through it. Okay. So what have we learned the first hour? We have learned that the Chinese knew that the virus was going to function. Okay. We have learned that they have deliberately released the virus on the planet for the purpose of world domination, which includes collapsing the world's financial markets. What else have we learned? We have learned, where's all my notes? Oh, anyway. That's quite a lot to start off with anyway.
Well, we've also learned that the Chinese ambassador and the Chinese have no idea about how exposed they're being now. They don't know. This guy has been running around talking. They don't understand reverse speech. They will after tonight. This is going to be a big wake-up call for them. This is pretty wild. This is one of the most important programs Reverse Speech has ever done, maybe the most important, and we're just halfway through. But we will come back with more with the incredible World of Reverse Speech and David Oates in just a few minutes. Hold on.